Hello, we're back with 10 Minutes of Talmud. Today we're going to be learning about what's in a name. So let's say our blessing and get on our way. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu melech haolam asher kitzanu b'mitzvotav v'tzivanu la'asok b'divrei Torah. Okay, and we're going to be looking today at Pirkei Avot. Many communities have the tradition to learn Pirkei Avot in the weeks of the Omer leading up to Shavuot. And of course, Pirkei Avot's pretty much like the little black dress of text. It's always something good to study. But we're going to take a little different look at it today. Okay. When we're doing ancient studies, even not so ancient studies, what is called the onomasticon, the names of things, are the last things to change. Think about all the things we have here in America, even, right? Mississippi, Monongahela, Allegheny, all these names that are not English names, not French names. These are Native American names for, well, in the case that I just cited, rivers. But there's all sorts of names that stayed. And really, the onomasticon is the last thing to change. So sometimes names can give us a hint of something long after all the other traces to the mystery and clues to the mystery have been covered up. Now, we're going to be looking at four names today from Pirkei Avot. One set is Shemaya v'Avtalion. That is in Pirkei Avot chapter 1. That's Mishnah 10. And then we'll be looking at two other names that you almost certainly know, Hillel and Shammai. Okay. So let's take a look at Pirkei Avot 1:10 before we analyze it. Shemaya v'Avtalion, ki blu mehem. So Shemaya and Avtalion are part of this series of pairs who lead the Jewish people until we make the transition from biblical times to rabbinic times. And if you think about it, right, we always have pairs of people leading us from the time of Moses and Aaron onward, right? Moses and Aaron. It just keeps rolling on down the generations. All right. Shemaya Omer, Ehev et Hamlacha, Usne et Harabanut. How? Okay. Love work. And in this case, they translate Rabanut as Rav, great, and hate office, hate greatness, right? V'al tit v'dal rashut. And don't be intimidated by the ruling authorities. As with almost everything in Pirkei Avot, we'd have to spend like half an hour looking at this to actually understand what it's saying. We're not going to do that today. We can do it some other day. Let me know on the website if that's what you're interested in. We can certainly go into it. Everything in that saying doesn't mean what you think it means. Sorry. Actually, Louis Reeser wrote a book called The Hillel Narratives that does a really good analysis of a lot of Pirkei Avot and a lot of stories about Hillel, and you know, goes into how these things don't mean what you think they mean. But what I want to get us to is the names Shemaya and Avtalion. Okay. So Shemaya comes from the root Shin Mem Aleph, which means to listen, right? to here. And actually, later on in rabbinic lit, shama means a servant or attendant to a master. Shmata also means a traditional learning. So that's kind of a nice name, right? Somebody who serves, somebody who listens, somebody who transmits, you know, nice, very nice, right? Good, 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 good. Okay. All right, and then in 111, we have Avtalion saying, Avtalion Omer, so Avtalion says, Chachamim, his harubi brehem, Shema tachuvu chovat galut v'tik lulim komayim harayim v'yishtu, Hatalmidim haba'im achorehem yavayimutim v'nitzashem shamayim v'tavel. Oy! The revolt, he is a real doomsayer there. Avtalion says, scholars, be careful with your words, because if you don't, you might make it that you're going to be exiled and banished to a place of evil waters, and your students are going to have to drink of this evil stuff, and they're going to die, and through you, heaven will be profaned. Ow. Ow. But here's the really strange thing. If you use Chastro's dictionary, which I do, of all the Aramaic dictionaries, I still find Jastrow to be the best. He really covers all the documents you want him to cover, and he's accurate. He's thorough. So, Avtalion, according to him, and this is Jastrow, page 5. If you look at Avtalah, it means idleness, waste, a light burning for no purpose. Ow. So if you're a Harry Potter person, that's like calling Severus Snape, right? His name kind of reminds you of a snake and that he's severe. Or you know, if you're in an earlier generation, if you remember Dudley Do-Right, the good character in the cartoons, or Little Mary Sunshine, right? You don't have to think far as to what her name implies about her character. Assuming we're not going to be ironic there. So basically, what you're getting there is the names, whether they're made up or not, we don't know. We don't have a lot of real sources for that. But you have to ask yourself, okay, if I were a mom, would I name my kid Shemaya? Yeah, I might, right? And especially Shemaya, Shema listens Yah to God. So I might name my kid that. But would I really name my kid Avtalion? A light burning for no purpose? I mean, who's going to name their son, in essence, my son is a jerk? All right, we'll pick up here tomorrow. Enjoy. Bye.